Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
It's Wednesday, June 12th, and it's time for my Daily Rants and Raves. This is Gary K of Rave Radio, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves, which is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network. And I'm coming to you live, as you can tell from some of the technical glitches, from the Infocom 2013 show floor here in Orlando, Florida. And I'm going to actually randomly now stop some attendees and ask them what they think of Infocom so far. But remember that Rave Radio is brought to you by Hypersign, the sponsor of our Rave Radio network. So I'm going to grab some attendees and see what they think about the Infocom 2013 show so far and what they think the best products they've seen so far. And here I have Vernon Haley from UNC Wilmington. Vernon, what do you do for UNC Wilmington?
Video networking.
All right. So you've just gotten to the show floor, but you've been here long enough to be impressed by something. What has impressed you so far?
The 4K TV is definitely impressive.
And which manufacturer?
I just saw a Panasonic. I haven't gotten around to the other ones yet, but just Panasonic looks pretty good.
And do you see an application at UNCW for that?
Nah, not that price range. Definitely not.
What is the price range? Like, what is the cost of the Panasonic?
I'm not even sure yet. I've heard some estimates, definitely in the several thousands, that we're not there yet.
Yeah, they're not ready to release pricing yet until they start shipping it. But you can certainly see the applications for 4K, because then you have a room where you have a screen in the front of the room and you're able to show multi-imaging.
Yeah, definitely in the future. Once that price range dips a little bit, maybe we can get into that. But for now, LCD works for us.
Yeah, there are a lot of 4K TVs around here. That's definitely the trend. Like, 3D was the big thing 2 years ago. This year it's 4K. There's a lot of them out here. Sony, Panasonic are two of the biggies, Samsung, NEC, a lot of them have 4K HD monitors now. So you will see the prices drop soon. So look, thanks for joining us on Rave Radio. I've got Bob Spear. Bob's the owner of Spear Sound and Music in Mesquite, Texas. I know exactly where Mesquite is because I used to live in Dallas. Bob, you're watching the show floor. It's early here on the first day, but you've already been impressed with one line of products from Shure, right?
Yeah, the digital mics.
And are they wired or wireless?
They are wireless,
And were you impressed with the sound quality or sort of how you'd integrate it?
I was impressed with the progress they had made in the way the frequencies are transmitted and received and how clean they are. And it's something that Shure hadn't gotten into in the price point of their mics. So
now the price points come down with this quality.
Come down, and I'm convinced it's going to be a really good sellable product.
Well, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of the show, and we'll try to catch up with you later and see if you can tell us anything else that's impressed you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I found three gentlemen from Seminole State College of Florida, and they're here walking the show floor, and they've been here for a while and are impressed. James Quill, what do you do for Seminole State College?
I'm a media technician.
And what has impressed you so far the most here?
The Sony's displays that they had for the projectors, very high fidelity.
The new laser displays?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that was really interesting. I can't remember the name of it, but we saw, what was it?
Well, you were also saying Crestron. There was something at the Crestron booth that impressed you.
Oh, yes, the Crestron books, was it? The new control panels and displays were really interesting. I think that'll probably come to the college at some point in the future.
Are you a Crestron campus?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mostly Crestron. So you were impressed with the new design of the new touch panels?
Excuse me?
You were impressed with the design of the new touch panels? I'm speaking to Jamie Matos from Seminole State College now.
Yes, they are very nice. They look like an iPad. Yeah. And they are digital. So that was the new step for us. But because there are HDMI inputs, so that's a new feature for us to go to digital, everything in the equipment.
So HDMI inputs, they're digital and they look similar to an iPad, so it kind of makes people feel more comfortable because they're used to the look of the iPad.
Yeah, especially for our students, because that will be in the classrooms.
Yep.
So the student can view and the professor.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys. Thank you for joining us real quick. Thank you. All right, I'm here with Michael Fletcher. He's a sound engineer with Taylor University in Upland, Indiana. Michael, you were telling me about some sort of display you were impressed with?
Yes, Wireworks Company. They have a lot of interconnection products for your business, and they have a rack product that's called a LumaView that you can put in for identifying your company, your school you're with, or any kind of company logo for advertising. Now, their LumaView panels are started out with a input panel where you could put audio inputs and outputs and video also. But taking it the next step with cutting them out and really lightens up an amp rack and advertises for you at the same time.
So if you're an integrator, this is an opportunity for you to you build a rack. You want to, instead of just putting a vinyl logo on it, you can put an LCD and advertise. And I guess for a university like you, that'd be a way you guys could put for emergencies or for technical support. You could have your number on there as well as 24-hour support.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's perfect for integrators, just like you said, and for internal in the company, for like universities, just for that reason.
And the company again was?
Wireworks.
Wireworks. Okay, thank you very much. All right, I'm here with Micah Ferguson. He is the Executive Associate of First Baptist Church in Brandon, Florida. And Micah, you said you were impressed with what?
The Digico digital console, the S9, just really fit the need. And interesting price point. I was expecting it to be double the price once I saw the features in it.
So, well, how much is it?
It's in the $27,000 range. For all the tricks that I saw, I was expecting a $40,000 MSRP.
So it's for live events, and in your case, you would use it in your services?
Correct, yeah. It'd be our front of house mix. We're currently on an analog system looking at our digital step and ease of use and all that stuff for our volunteers, and it'd probably be a good fit.
So it's Digico, and what's the model number?
It was an S9.
A brand new S9. Check it out. All right, there seems to be a lot of education people here today. We got the Associate Dean of Technology at Broward College, and I assume you're responsible for a lot of technology that college has, both on the AV and the IT side.
Yeah.
And you're named Clyde Arnold.
Right, that's correct. Yeah, we do everything from desktop support to audiovisual systems in our classrooms. And we're looking at some different types of technologies with projectors, trying to get into the no-lamp style type projector,
like LED based.
Yeah.
What is it? Have you seen anything here on the show floor that's impressed you?
Yeah, there's two products that I've seen so far. The Canon makes one no lamp style projector, and Panasonic.
And both those were LED based.
Yes.
And so they fit the price point and also the performance characteristics.
Pretty much. Looking for something in the 3,000 lumen range.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Thank you very much for joining.
All right. Thank.
I found Abby Anderson. She's the guru from Digital Signage Expo, and she's standing in front of the Philips booth, so I'm assuming that you must be impressed with the new menu board.
I do. I love them. They're really, really great. The colors, everything.
And are you out here scouting for your show, or are you just here checking out the new stuff?
Well, I love coming here because I actually get to be an attendee, whereas at my show, I'm, it's the work, but I can talk to customers, see what they do, get, see their products, understand more.
Well, look. DSC is a phenomenal show. If you're in the digital signage market, you have to go to DSC. It's every year in Vegas. Next year, it's, I think, in March. Is that right?
No, it's February 11th through the 13th.
Okay.
So you
moved it up
a little bit.
What?
At the Sands Expo.
Sands. That's right. I knew you moved it to Sands. So you moved it up to Sands and moved it up to February. So we'll be seeing you there.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, she says check out the digital menu boards here at Philips.
And the 4K 3D. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. So that's the most impressive 4K thing about 4K is how good it looks with no glasses and 3D.
Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. I love it.
Yeah. I just want one. How much does it cost? I've got Craig Rathburn here from Philips. How much does that cost for me to put that in my living room?
Street price on that is about a cool $15,000.
Oh. Do you take American Express?
Visa, MasterCard, Amex, whatever you got, Gary.
All right, cool. Thanks for joining me, and enjoy the rest of the day. All right, I'm standing here with Cody Sanders. He's with Pro Sound in Orlando, Florida. What do you do for Pro Sound?
I'm an integrator technician.
And you've been on the show floor all morning so far. Is there anything that's impressed you specifically?
Oh, it's huge. There's so much going on here. The beautiful video, all the 4K stuff, all the 3D stuff. It's just amazing.
Yeah, the new technology is definitely hot, and this is the place to see it. Is there anybody specific manufacturers for 4K or 3D stuff that you're impressed with?
There's quite a few out there. We're just kind of bouncing around looking at a bunch of them, and they're all really great.
So how many days do you spend here at InfoComm?
This will actually be my only day here.
Oh, my gosh. You got to hit the floor fast then, don't you? Well, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right, I found Nelson Vega. He's the sales manager at Plexus Systems. What have you been impressed with at the show floor so far? Any specific product?
There's been some really cool products that allow you to send HDMI and HD-based T over a single shielded Cat 6 and power, which you don't really see.
Yeah.
I don't know how well that's going to be, but it looks really cool. There's also been a lot of other innovations, especially with the 4K TVs, lots of signage, and lots of products that allow you to do multi-window painting from a simple box.
Yeah, it's interesting because video walls seem to be back because, you know, kind of disappeared for 10 years, and all of a sudden they're back because of all this multi-image processing.
Well, that's the whole point. Before, you needed to have 80 TVs and 80 different processors. Now you can have 80 TVs and or 4 TVs with one little processor. You can have it look like you have 80 monitors.
Right, it's all really network-based. Cool. I mean, you got to understand the network for that.
That's exactly right. The better your network, the better things are going to be, and that's really the direction that we're going in anyway. Your whole home needs to be very well connected as far as wireless. I know it doesn't sound right, connected and wireless, It needs to have a robust wireless system from now into the future, because otherwise your systems just aren't going to work right.
Who's specifically manufacturer a multi-image processor that you've been impressed with so far, or just
there's
in general?
Been a few. There's been a few that have actually blown my mind a little bit further out. I don't remember their names.
Yeah, there's smaller companies. There's a lot. All the major companies are here showing them, but then there's a bunch of smaller companies now that have less expensive.
That's
ones,
exactly so. Right. I mean, Crestron, AMX, those guys have been, they've had those types of solutions, but now other companies have offered lesser expensive, smaller solutions that do even more.
Right. And, of course, you got the projector manufacturers themselves, like Barco and Christie. They also have those processors. You got Jupiter Systems. You got RGB Spectrum. You
all
got
those
Extron.
Guys. I even saw another screen manufacturer that's telling you, instead of buying a 10,000 lumen projector for $80,000, you can buy 4 2,500 lumen projectors and still gain the same. Well, you got to hang 4 projectors from your ceiling, but you know, if that works, it works, you know.
Yeah, especially they make it easy for you to do that. Listen, Nelson, thank you for joining us, and thanks for being on Rave Radio. All right, I've got James. How do you pronounce your last name?
Jaron Dacus.
Yep. A technology specialist at College of Southern Maryland. I've run into a lot of education people here today. So you're staring at the ViewShare from daylight. What do you think?
Oh, that's unbelievable. I just took the earlier seminar, and I had to come and see this because this has so many good applications for educational.
So basically, for those that don't know, ViewShare is a screen with a built-in HD 1080p camera mounted into the bottom of the screen. And it's nice because it's all in one.
The class can attend an off-site seminar without ever having to leave the classroom.
Right, and also you can Skype somebody into a classroom, and you don't have to worry about whether your camera's working or where it is or what it's pointed at, because it's always this whole screen's pointed out to the audience. Again, it's called ViewShare, and it's impressive. So thanks for joining us, James.
Okay,
have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, I got the Future Source guys from the UK. You're both in the UK, right?
Yes, we're both from the UK.
Permit?
Amjit.
Okay, and Ben. And I read your stuff. You guys are market analysts. You know everything about everything, IT and AV. In fact, you guys have a big summit coming up. But you're here at Infocom, the entertainment summit, right?
Yeah.
You're here at Infocom right now, checking out what's on the show floor. What do you guys think so far? Ben, has anything impressed you?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of stuff. There's definitely two things that I think are really standing out. On the projection side, everyone's obviously come in high brightness, filling out the installation categories.
Right.
Be interesting to see, especially in the US, as the business starts to close up a little.
Right, so
who starts to
commoditize in a way, and
exactly,
everybody has
brightness. That 4,000-6,000 wide UXGA category,
right,
where everyone's putting product.
Yeah,
interesting times. Second is collaboration, and everyone looking at connecting devices to displays and what's going on there. Just the range of solutions,
right,
and new companies that have sprung up from that as well.
I mean, it started kind of with, obviously, Extron has been there, the leader in that market for
exactly
a long time. But then you have that kind of surprise in the market last year, the Barco ClickShare, and now you've got a whole bunch of companies like that.
Exactly. There's so many people looking at virtualization on desktop and sort
right
of shared cloud solutions, and then accessing that through the display as well as devices is so the next big thing, and interactive projection, interactive panel. Where
right
does that fit?
So, Parmjit?
Yeah.
Did I pronounce that right?
That's perfect, yeah.
All right, good. What about you? Are you going to give me the same answer? Are you going to tell me something?
No. So I for more focus on the flat panel space side of things. And
okay,
for me, it seems the big product is the 4K product. A lot of vendors are carrying it this year. It's not a commercial grade product, which is quite a change for a lot of the vendors who traditionally I've been purely 24/7, but right. This new product, there's a lot of demand for it, there's a lot of interest, and that seems to be doing really well actually around the show. It's a lovely product, its applications are, I guess, still to be properly carved out, but I think it's got great potential on it.
Have you seen the 4K in the Philips booth, the 3D version of it, with the glasses free?
I'm not actually part.
You should definitely go see that, because 3D actually looks good in 4K, and you don't have to wear glasses, because you have enough resolution that you can pull it off. I mean, it'd be better if it's slightly higher resolution, but you're going to be blown away. You should go check a look.
I think some of the refresh rate is still... Yeah.
30 hertz.
Yeah, exactly. It's still a problem at the minute, but it's looking really good for that side of things. And Sony's carrying the OLED version of their 4K product, which looks
How big was that? I didn't even get a chance to see the spectrum.
56, I think it was.
Yeah. What did they say the list is going to be?
They haven't mentioned that, actually. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm guessing, 20,000, 15 to 20,000?
It's going to be quite a very large number, but...
I remember the days when the first LCD projectors came out and they were $15,000. That same thing you can buy in a Pico projector now.
No, exactly, and it's just a way of the technology trends. You look at some of the large screen products which are around. Give it a couple of years ago, none of them would have been feasible for things like education or corporate, but price points are coming down and collaborations getting involved, and some of the software is really... they're providing whole solutions, and now these are becoming first choice options for these environments ahead of projection and other solutions.
Well, look, I know you guys are really busy. I was shocked that I actually got a chance to stop you guys, because I'm sure you guys are here on a mission. We appreciate the contributions you've made to Rave and keeping us informed with what's going on your side of the world, and also tracking what's going on our side of the world. And we are working on some infographics stuff with you guys, which is exciting.
Great stuff.
So, Ben, thank you very much.
Really good to see Gary.
And Parmjit?
Yeah, thank you.
Give me the pronouncement.
Parmjit.
Parmjit. All right. I'll remember that next time. Enjoy your stay here in Orlando, and hopefully I'll see you guys sometime this fall in the UK.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Look forward to seeing you.
All right. So that closes this segment of Rave Radio for the day. Again, that's currently right now it's about 1:30 on the first day of the show, Wednesday. And for me to get the Future Source guys at the end of my session was a coup. So you got the impressions of regular attendees and also expert attendees. So this is Gary Kay for Rave Radio. And remember, Rave Radio is a part of the Rave Radio Broadcast Network. It's sponsored by Hypersign at hypersign.com. Thanks for listening.